And it's about fruit, not gift. Something else we'll need to examine before long, because this is where we do tend to get it the wrong way up again. I found 61 references to fruit in the New Testament and 52 to gift. Ah, you may say, almost equal. The difference, of course, is that one is, as it were, tied on a tree like a present, and the other grows from the root. Gifts are most important, but if they're overemphasized, if they're emphasized before fruit, we're out of balance. Jesus didn't say you can tell a tree by its gift, but by its fruit. Litmus test this. Many are gifted, but their fruit is questionable. I don't have a problem if your gift is far superior to mine. Have one on me. I would have a problem, though, if I thought your fruit-bearing capacity exceeded mine. Galatians 5, 22 and 23 in the Message. But what happens when we live God's way? He brings gifts into our lives, much the same way that fruit appears in an orchard. Things like affection for others, exuberance about life, serenity. We develop a willingness to stick with things, a sense of compassion in the heart, and a conviction that a basic holiness permeates things and people. We find ourselves involved in loyal commitments, not needing to force our way in life, able to marshal and direct our energies wisely. Fruit versus gift. When there's an overemphasis on gift above fruit, my personal experience has been that the sheep suffer. Where there is an overemphasis on gift, you find rivalry, factions, and every evil thing. Man's ambition is revealed by his desire to move in his gift, to be seen, to feature. Conversely, it isn't revealed by his desire to bear fruit. I'll leave you to work it out. Suffice it to say, something has to die for fruit to come. John 12, 24 in the Passion. Let me make this clear. A single grain of wheat will never be more than a single grain of wheat unless it drops into the ground and dies. Because then it sprouts and produces a great harvest of wheat. All because one grain died. That'll be it. The death line.